The next patient is Mr. David Hoskins. The last name is H-O-S-K-E-N-S. David is the first name. Clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD4A3. This patient shows in the comprehensive metabolic panel that the GFR is down to 20. The serum creatinine is up to 3.1. The BUN is 57. And the CO2 is 20. Potassium is 4.9 and sodium 139. The kidney function has deteriorated. And eventually is going to impair the kidney to the point that the patient is going to need renal replacement therapy. We are going to give an appointment in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I, or any SGLT2 because of the SGLT2 inhibitors because of the low GFR. Number two, arterial hypertension, blood pressure today 130 over 85. The patient says that he has gained weight, and indeed he gained 9 pounds over the holidays. He's encouraged to lose that weight and to bring the blood pressure down in order to make things better. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C 6.1%. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, macular degeneration that is under the care of the ophthalmologist. Following number, vitamin D deficiency under supplementation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Period paragraph. We have a lengthy conversation with the patient due to the fact that the proteinuria is so aggressive. We think that he's going to need renal replacement therapy sooner rather than later. Paragraph. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 18 minutes talking to the patient about the disease process, and 5 minutes in the documentation.